Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is when it comes to putting on tefillin, and this would apply for other mitzvahs as well. What should be our kavana, our intentions, our thoughts in advance and while doing the mitzvah? So, in fact, there are two types of kavana to talk about, maybe more, but two fundamental types. Number one is the most basic. I am having kavana. I am intending to do the mitzvah now. I am putting on tefillin in order to do the mitzvah of tefillin. I'm putting on my tallis to do the mitzvah of putting on a tallis, putting on tzitzis. And that is the most fundamental concept that we should have. And it's basically being aware in advance of doing a mitzvah why we are doing a mitzvah. But it doesn't get into the detail of the reasons for the mitzvah, the reason or reasons for the mitzvah. It's simply, I am about to do this act in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Blowing of the shofar, lifting up the lulav. That's the mitzvah that I am doing now, and that is really what we should have in mind. But even more so, if we can get past that, hopefully we have that kavana. Level number two, and this takes more thought, is the tam ha-mitzvah. What is the reason for doing this mitzvah? And each mitzvah is going to have its own different tam, its own different rationale and reason. And obviously this can go on different levels. You can start with the basic concept of why we do a mitzvah. You can go into a lot more detail and a lot more understanding of the mitzvahs. But ideally, let's just have some concept of the mitzvah. It's not easy to do because we oftentimes just go through the actions. We put on the tallis, we put on the tefillin, and we go through, and we say birkas hamazon. But we should stop even for a split instant and think in advance. I'm talking primarily to myself. Number one, basic kavana is I'm about to do the mitzvah of davening. I'm about to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. And level number two is the tam of the mitzvah, the rationale for the mitzvah. So when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, I'm now going to read from the Sefer Halacha Sedura. This is based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. He says as follows, that we should have in mind when we are putting on the tefillin, should sivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehaniach arba parshiyos elah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to put on the tefillin, which includes the four parshiyos that are included in the tefillin, and what is included, the various mitzvahs that are included in the parshiyos. Yichud Hashem, it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God is unitary, there is a one God. And we also talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we talk about vitzivanu lehanichan alazroa keneged alev, like we are commanded to put on the tefillin. And in what locations? Number one is on the arm opposite the lev, that we should give our lev, our hearts, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'al ha-rosh k'neged ha-moach, and we should put it. Number two, this is the shorosh, on our heads, reflecting the brain, on top of the brain. So we should remember Kadesh Nizkor Nisim Niflos Asah Imanu, to remember the various Nisim Niflos, the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. That wraps it all together. That shows us the Yichud Hashem, the unitary strength of HaKadosh Baruch, the oneness of God, that HaKadosh Baruch has the power, he has authority above and below, to do as he desires. And continuing with our thoughts that we should have when putting on the tefillin in advance, and while putting on the tefillin, v'shiyabed l'kadosh baruch hu haneshama, that we should subjugate our neshamas to kadosh baruch hu, shiyamoach, that's talking about our brain, our thoughts, our processes, our thought processes, v'gam halev, also the heart, shihi ikar hatavos hamachshavos, that is the source when we have taivas and desires and thoughts. And accordingly, we'll be remembering a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yamit hana'osav, and we should decrease the physical desires that we have. So this is what we should be having in mind. Now, this is level number two. As we said, level number one is just have in mind, I'm about to do the mitzvah. Level number two is these are the reasons and rationales for the mitzvahs of tefillin. How about if you didn't have this in mind, this level number two, all the various rationales? So b'di'evid, even if you only thought about, I'm about to do the mitzvah, that would suffice. Somebody's going to be yotzei, even if you didn't actively have that in mind. You're going to also, meaning that level number one, you didn't actively thinking about to do the mitzvah, but the whole context shows that you're doing it for a mitzvah, because why else would you be doing it? There happens to be that situations that you wouldn't be yosef. If you're teaching somebody how to put on tefillin, so there you're not having in mind to have the mitzvah. If you're doing it as the mitzvah, you have to have the basic kavana, I'm doing this to do the mitzvah. Otherwise, the facts and circumstances would not dictate you're doing it for the mitzvah. But in the absence of something like that, an unusual case, if somebody just goes and puts on a talis, puts on a tefillin, we would be yotze even without fully actively having even the basic kavana, I'm about to do the mitzvah. But really, lechatchila, we should have both levels of kavana. Number one is the time for the mitzvah. Number one is that I'm doing the mitzvah. And number two is the ta'am for the mitzvah. Now, it happens to be that both talis and tefillin have a little tefillah that we can say in advance. It can start with the Yeshem Yichud Kuch Abichu or Hinini Muchan Mizuman, and it does talk in detail about the reasons, the ta'amim for the mitzvahs, the ta'am for the mitzvah of talis and the ta'am for the mitzvah of tefillin. And he says here in the Sefer Halacha Sedura that it's important that we pay attention to the words. Just saying it is not going to suffice. It's sorry, lizar the chavin masha omrim. We have to pay attention. In order to fulfill the kavana, we have to actively think about it. We have to pay attention to the words. Ki ein dai ba amriya bilvaj. Simply saying it is not going to suffice. We actually have to have our minds on, our thoughts on, concentrating on the words in order to fulfill the ideal way of doing these mitzvahs, which is number one, having in mind, I'm about to do the mitzvah, I'm about to do the mitzvah of talis, tefillin, etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do this. And number two is the reasons that we talked about for the various mitzvahs. Have a wonderful day.